The president has developed a huge program of investment in education, which can be broken down in two phases. Phase one is like an emergency phase, which lasts from 2012 until the 2014. This phase has already started. In terms of infrastructure, for example, you have the big construction of the university's facilities. I'm talking about the three major universities in Gabon and the 12 postgraduate schools. So the big investment are related to the building conference rooms for at least, 1,500 student capacities, teachers' offices, student housing and restoration, including sports facilities. And there are also some rehabilitation of buildings in the, for example, the best secondary school in Gabon, which is Nelson Mandela School. Yes, the school bears the name of Nelson Mandela.
I also heard that the government has invested $1.2 billion to the ANGT, Mr. Ohayon's group, to build structures to support the work of transforming the educational system. What can you tell me about this?
Actually, on average of the public budget, the country on average put in place $380 million per year on average to finance education. But the president, the new president, Mr. Ali Bongo Ondimba, has put on the table additional $880 million over the next 5 years, which means $180 million additional money per year to finance infrastructure program on education all across the country, including buildings and scholarships.
So, Mr. Ntungu, what is the president's objective with this huge investment into educating Gabonese?
Two main objectives. First, to improve the quality of human capital in the country. The strategic plan of Emerging Gabon is focused on developing all the natural resources sectors like mining, improve deep offshore, iron, gold. So, which means that you need a qualified and sharp human capital to enter in the production of these sectors. So that's one objective. And the other objective, which is based at a regional point of view, which is to put Gabon as a hub of education in Central Africa and mostly in Francophone Africa. I would like to add that Gabon is, with the president's vision, Gabon is going straight forward to the growth of the quality of human capital and the growth tendency of production. I'm talking about the gross domestic product of the country, so which means a huge investment. But I would like to emphasize on the fact that the president is not only putting money in place to build infrastructure, but the president also is also focused on improving the management of funds, of public funds, which has been a great issue in the past years.